This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm a pastor here located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and my ministry is Church Online, an online community of faith that you can find at churchonline.com. But we spell that a little differently. It's CHRCH. We say all that's missing is you. churchonline.com. Well, if you've been listening for a while, you know that I am a student of history. I love reading books about history, and one of the things that has fascinated me for a long time is concerning an event that is significant tomorrow. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the filing of a patent that changed, or the issuing of a patent that changed the world. Now, that's not too big of a step to say. The patent was issued on March 21st, 1911. It's patent number 987,662. So a whole lot of patents have happened before, and a lot of patents have taken place after. But this one changed in so many ways, because this patent in 1911 was for a flying machine. And the issue was given to Orville and Wilbur Wright. Yes, those two famous inventors who came up with that first powered aircraft that literally changed so much. In less than 100 years, there would be supersonic jets. Orville Wright would live long enough to see his inventions turn into the modern aircraft that we know today. In fact, I'm sitting just a few miles away from a place where those aircraft scream overhead, the most sophisticated fighter jets here at the Air Force Base near my home. But one of the things we have to understand, where did they succeed when others had failed? It wasn't because they invented the curved wing that had already been established. It wasn't because they invented a better motor. Their design was unique because they put together so many different ideas to create a model that would work successfully. And it had to do with controlling the aircraft. But what you need to know is, yes, 1911 was when the patent was officially issued. But their experiments, if you remember the dates, were way back in 1902, 1903. 1903 in December is when they, at Kitty Hawk, they made that first flight. But really, it goes back even farther. Orville remembered later, he had written this and it was published. "Our first interest," he said, "began when we were children. Father brought us home a small toy that was actuated by a rubber band. And it would lift itself into the air. We built a number of copies of this toy, which flew successfully." You see, since the beginning, Orville and Wilbur were fascinated by flight. Yes, since they were children. Now, we all know the story. They had a bike shop. What you may not know is that they also had a print shop. A print shop ultimately funded the bike shop and funded their experiments and made it all work. But since the time they were children, they knew everything that they were doing was intentional. They created an intentional design that would fly in a magnificent way, and it would lead to all of the other aircraft that we know today and we see in the skies. Intentionality was the key. But what we need to do as followers of Jesus, we need to get a little bit more intentional as well. Like the Wright brothers focus themselves on that one thing, we need to be reminded that we have been made with a purpose. We have been made with a design. We have been made, yes, with intentionality. And yes, we have been given gifts to do the things that God has called us to do. Let me read you this psalm. Psalm 100, verse 3. "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and not ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." We're living in a world today that tells us to, well, find out who you are, be your authentic self. These are things that we hear and we see in movies. But the reality is, we're missing the point. We are like those early inventors who tried to create a flying machines that didn't work. There were other people that patented flying machines before Orville and Wilbur, but they didn't work because they were looking at things in a different way. Listen to that phrase again. Know that the Lord, He is God. That's step number one. to understanding that intentionality is to focus our attentions on the Lord. The second part, it is He who made us and not we ourselves. We don't make ourselves. We didn't design this package. He did. And that's where we need to look if we're trying to understand and discover what we should be doing with our lives, to be reminded that it is He that created it all. And looking toward Him is where we're going to find the answer to this. And then when we become His, when we become His followers, 1 Peter 4:10, each one of us has received a gift. Minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. He's created us. He's designed us. He's given each of us a unique ability, skills, talents, and then He gives us some kind of gift. Now, I know this is one of those things in Christianity that we just continually struggle with. What's my gift? What is my spiritual gift? You can go on the internet right now and find spiritual gifts test, and they may or may not tell you what your unique gift is, but here's what you need to know. I have this sense that we know what our gifts are. In fact, A.W. Tozer wrote, "No one has ever received the Holy Spirit's power without knowing it. He always announces Himself to the inner consciousness." If you think back about your life and you ask yourselves a few questions, you become aware of certain points in your life when it's like, oh, the Holy Spirit was at work in me here. Let me give you three areas and three questions. And I would put these in this way. It's about presence, it's about love, and it's about purpose. PLP, presence, love, and purpose. Number one, the first question you ask yourself, when have I sensed the Spirit's presence at work in my life? That's first and foremost. If A.W. Tozer is correct, and I believe he is, that the Spirit always makes us aware of that, then ask yourself, when have I had the Spirit's presence at work in my life? When was I certain? Number two, the second thing, when has that presence led me to share Jesus's love to someone else? I mean, that's ultimately the goal of why God would empower us, why God would give us this gift at all. Is so that we could show Jesus-like love to other people. When have I done that? At what point in my life was that at work in me? And then the third one, purpose. When has my work, the works of my hands, the works that I do, felt like it was full of purpose and joy? Remember Jesus' words, John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life. And they may have it more abundantly. When was that time in your life when you sensed that you were being led by the Holy Spirit, loving in that Jesus Christ-like way? When have you sensed that God is giving you this abundant life? Now, we have that tendency as humans to question and doubt and think, well, it might not be that, it might be this. But if we were to ask those three questions and really look back, that would give us a sense to who God has intentionally made us to be. And then we, like the Wright brothers, focused in on flight their whole lives. We give ourselves to this purpose, to this gift that God has given us. And you will see that abundant life that God wants for each of us. It's a matter of, again, those three things, the presence, the love, the purpose that He's given us.